This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampur-Hat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnaw said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar.
मोकामा से मुंगेर फोर लेनिंग ये बेसिकली बक्सर से भागलपुर जो कॉरिडोर है उस कॉरिडोर का सेक्शन है. इसका इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा 4,447 करोड़. बिहार में अगर आप देखते हैं गंगा जी के साउथ में ये पूरा का पूरा कॉरिडोर है. दक्षिणी बिहार का एक महत्वपूर्ण प्रोजेक्ट है ये. ओवरऑल एक घंटे का ट्रेवल टाइम बचेगा इस प्रोजेक्ट के कारण.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the two countries have shared mutual interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. He said both the nations have also reaffirmed their joint commitment to deepen India-Italy strategic partnership. The central government has permitted manufacturers, packers and importers of pre-packaged commodities to declare revised maximum retail price MRP on unsold stock until December 31st following the recent change in GST rates. According to the notification from the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, companies can revise MRPs on old stock by stamping, using stickers or online printing. However, the original MRP must remain visible and no overwriting will be allowed. The Chief Secretary of Government of Nepal, Ek Narayan Adyal, is discussing with the secretaries about easing the delivery of basic services in the current adverse situation. Meanwhile, the Nepali army has taken strict control of Kathmandu Valley. Four people have been arrested on charges of looting the Bhadbhadeni supermarket in Maharajganj. The security bodies also seized currency more than 3.37 million rupees from different individuals involved in robbery from Gaushala, Jabahil and Bodh area. Furthermore, 26 inmates who had escaped from the district prison in Dadel Dhura have been rearrested. Security personnel also successfully thwarted an attempted prison break at the central jail in Delhi Bazaar, Kathmandu. The Supreme Court has suspended the hearing of cases until the next notice. Life in Japa and Dhangadi in East Nepal is returning to normalcy with the deployment of security forces. Meanwhile, security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. In Bihar, special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. Forces of Poland and NATO today shot down several Russian drones in alleged violation of Polish airspace during Moscow's aerial attack on neighbouring Ukraine. Poland Prime Minister Donald Tusk claimed that the airspace violation in the early hours today amounted to an intentional provocation from Moscow. Mr. Tusk said it forced the NATO and European Union member states to close its airspace. He said there were no casualties. France today has been gripped by nationwide protests against President Emmanuel Macron and his government. Protests started after the appointment of Macron loyalist Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister yesterday. Authorities confirmed that more than 200 people were arrested during the first hours of unrest as thousands poured onto the streets under the banner of the Block Everything movement. In Asia Cup cricket, India is set to begin their campaign against host UAE in a Group A encounter in Dubai this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.